We're going to study parts of Gvurais Hashem of the Maral Perek Tes. And when we get to all of the answer to our question, we'll see the key pasuk from this week's parsha, from Parsha Shmos. The question is why the birth of our nation had to take place in servitude, in Shibud Mitzrayim. Why did it have to be that we become a people in Egypt? As the Kadosh Baruch Hu says famously, Lakachas loy goy mikerev goy. A nation ripped out of the womb that was another nation that was home to us. Why did it have to be that way? What is the nature of this plan? It's almost ironic that we were born in a state of exile. We were born in Golos Mitzrayim. And why so? So there's another question, and we're not going to get much into it, and that is, why Mitzrayim? That the Maharal deals with in Perek Dalid of Gvurais Hashem, showing us that the basic idea is how Mitzrayim represents the contra opposite of Yisroel. Mitzrayim represents the ultimate in physical pleasure, and Yisroel represents the ultimate in qualitative improvement, in form, not the quantity. That Mitzrayim is all about substance and about the satisfactions of the guf, of the body. And Yisrael is, in contraposition, all about the image of man and man's spiritual and intellectual greatness. And it is, the Maral says, the very opposite of Mitzrayim. And if we're going to have a nation that's going to overpower us, that's going to act upon us, that's going to subjugate us, and effectively so, then it's going to be a nation that's very different from us, that can then have its effect on us. But we're going to focus in on the very fact that there is any nation at all that will subjugate us, and that in that context and in those circumstances, we are born as a people. Why so? So in the first part of the section of Perek Tes that we're going to examine, on page Nun Gimel in these editions of the Gvuras Hashem, the first column, the right-hand side, I have numbered the paragraphs we're going to study. So we're going to study the paragraph that begins, V'ata oshuv el divrei chachamim ha-ne'ahavim ha-ne'imim ha-brurim ha-miyusadadim al-adnei ha-chachma. We're going to now understand the words of the chachamim, the beautiful words of the chachamim founded on such wisdom. V'perek arba in the dar, daf lamed beis amed alef. Om rabbe vavohu, מפני מה ננש אברהם אבינו ונשתעבדו בנוב מסיים ועשר שנים? Why was Avram punished such that his descendants were enslaved in Egypt for 210 years? Rabbi Avohu says, the reason is, מפני שעשה אנגריה בתלמידי חכמים, because he made use of, because he drafted the Talmidei Chachamim, 318 Talmidei Chachamim, who he used to do war against the four kings. And those 318 Talmidei Chachamim should have not been drafted to wage war. He explains later that the idea of Chachamim doing battle is completely incorrect. And he explains why. But because he did, in fact, use these great, sagacious men to wage war, his descendants are going to have to be enslaved in Mitzrayim. Shenemar, Vayorek Chanichov, Ilidei Beso, he put the armor and he prepared these soldiers, Yulidei Beso, and this was a failing of Avraham Avinu.
The idea that he had, since he had, so to speak, enslaved the Talmidei Chachamim.
So there's a Mida Keneged Mida, correct, that because he had made use of Talmidei Chachamim and he was Meshabed them to fight, so then his descendants will become Meshubed as slaves, Mida Keneged Mida, correct. Shmuel Omar, Shmuel says, again, this is from the Gemara in Nedarim. Mipnei Shehifriz Al Midais of Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he questions or tested HaKadosh Baruch Hu when God said, I'm going to give you this land, Eretz Yisrael, and he, Avram, asked, Bamo Eda Ki Erishana, how can I know? By what means can we be assured that my descendants will have Eretz Yisrael? So he was questioning and testing God. That's the reason why his descendants are going to be Meshubad, are going to be enslaved. That's Shmuel. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Rabbi Yochanan says, and here I'll quote the Gemara, Shehifrish, not Hifriz, but Shehifrish b'nei Adam el hikones tachas kanfei hashchina. He, Avraham, denied the possibility. We don't know to how many, but there were a sizable number of people who would have followed him and would have done so enthusiastically. After this war of the five kings against the four kings, the many people who Avraham and company set free, those who had been taken captive, who were now free, would have followed Avraham Avinu and would have readily become servants of the one God. Now, the king of Sodom said, you know, Ten li ha-nefesh, I want them. V'ruchush kach loch. And Avram said, no, I don't want anything. What he should have said is, give me the people. And because he didn't, those people, who obviously, with the great a sense of appreciation for what God, through Avram, had just done for them, they would have become ma'aminim. But Avram failed to do that. Now it's interesting. So if Avram did this, whatever it is, whether it's the fact that he used the Talmidei Chachamim to wage war, or he questioned how and in what merit his descendants would inherit Eretz Yisrael, or the fact that he didn't bring these many people who could have become Geirim, he didn't bring them Tachas Kanfei Hashchina, whatever it might be, but that's him. Why do his descendants have to suffer servitude in Egypt? So he says, because Mipnei ki kvar amarnu lucha ki min hasheresh v'ha'ikar nimshach hakol. Everything grows from the root. The ikar and the beginning and the root of all of the people of Israel is Avraham Avinu. And if Avraham Avinu has some kind of a flaw or failing, then it inheres in his children and children's children. And in order for that to be rooted out, in order for that dross to be removed, we were in the Kur HaBarzel, we were in Mitzrayim. Shem nimtza chesron b'shoyrish, yimshach ha-chesron gamkein el ha-nimshachim mimenu. If there is a flaw or a failing in the root, then all of the branches of the tree have that failing, have that flaw. That's us. And that is the reason why it's not just Avram, but it's really us. And of course, Avram was so great that of course he couldn't himself deserve for this small, whichever one it may be, for this relatively small failing, he wouldn't deserve for himself to be enslaved. But when his descendants don't have that kind of great deserve, but have inherently some of the weakness that their ancestor had, so then the matter comes up before God, and the descendants are given the punishment. They are given the punishment not because of their ancestor, but because they themselves have this failing, and it needs to be removed. It needs to be taken care of. It needs to be addressed. Now, I just want to mention to you, if you just quickly look at the second citation, and it's on this page right behind this one. It's on page Nun Zayin, column 2. We find that the Maharal says this point again, why it's the descendants who suffer the consequences. And I've numbered that section in the middle of the second column of page Nun Zayin. V'da ki ro'ui sheyiyah ha'einish nimshach el zaroi shel Avraham, b'shvil Avraham. It's correct that it be the descendants who suffer the consequences and who are enslaved in Egypt. Ki chesrin hasherish yisgale v'yeyro'e ba'anofim b'yoyseh. Because the flaws of the root actually come out and come to expression visibly in the branches of the tree. You know, when you look at the root of something, you can't necessarily see what is its weakness, what's lacking, what's nutritionally weak about this tree, or what, you may not even be able to know what kind of a tree it is. Then you look at the branches and you can see, aha! And so it was in us, in the descendants, in Mitzrayim, that you were able to see these flaws, whatever they may be, each of them, Rabbi Yavo, Rabbi Yochanan, and Shmuel, telling us that there were these flaws, and therefore the chet of the sheirish yisgale ba'anofim b'yoysim mimashen nir b'sheirish atzmai. They are visible and they manifest much more in the branches than in the root, in the descendants more than in the ancestor. Now, let's find the common thread. Because there's another question, which is, you know, Rabbi Avo, Shmuel, and Rabbi Yochanan are saying three different things, but are they really? And the Maharal brilliantly shows us that basically this is all about one issue and one small failing on Avraham's part, and a failing that needs to be addressed if we are going to be a people of faith and people faithful to Hashem. That's what Hashem has to address, and has to address it specifically through shibud, by our being subjugated, and then by our being freed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, let's continue. We continue with our third section. I numbered it number 3 on page Nun Hey. On page Nun Hey, the third paragraph. And now we'll see what they, Rabbi Avohu, Shmuel, and Rabbi Yochanan, have in common. V'tuchal lemer shedas rabbeinu zichreinum levracha, we can understand. Ki Hashem yisparach hevi es zera Avram begalus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought us into the exile with all of the painfulness of being in Mitzrayim and the pain of Shibud Mitzrayim. Lekach mipnei shelohay Avram mischazek kol kach be'emuna. Because Avraham showed a small, but nevertheless a very real flaw of lack of emuna, lack of faith. Mipnei shelohay Avram mischazek kol kach be'emuna. Notice how carefully he says it. He didn't say it with as much of the insult that I did, where I said, you know, lack of faith. He says he was not mischazek kol kach be'emuna, the Maharal says. He did not gird himself. He didn't strengthen his faith at a moment when he should have conjured up greater faith He didn't. Lekach, Hevi Hashem Yisbarach Zarei Begalus. That's why we were brought to the Galus. Kedei sheyiknu ha'amuna, so that we would acquire Amuna. The point then of being in Mitzrayim, and the birth of the nation has to be there, because through that process, we will acquire Amuna b'Hashem.
Is that only point to the one opinion, though? Because he asked for Me'eda.
Oh, so the Naral, now let's continue. Dov's question is, but really, is that really the point in all three, Rabbi Avohu and Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan? And the Maral now shows us why, yes, that is the point of all three. The Kachevi Hashem Yisbarach Zare Begolos Kedei Sheiknu Hamuna V'yeidu Kayach Maisav, so that we will know the power of a Kadosh Baruch Hu Shehu Aisa L'Ayhavav, all of the power that he yields and wields, I should say, for the sake of those who he loves. Ugvurosov asher ose lo'oivav, and the very, very tough measures and punishments that he meets out for those who are his enemies. K'maysh asel l'mitzrayim min hamakos hagdolos v'hanoraos. V'hatova she'asel lo'oivav, and all the good that he brings to those who he loves. U'k'maysh mashma min hakosov. As we find throughout the psukim in Shmos ve'eira bo, Shekola shehaya osa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shekola shehaya osa Hu Yisbarach, Sheyedu Shmoi Ugvarasai Tomit, constantly, V'yodu ki ani Hashem, V'yodu Mitzrayim ki ani Hashem. That is a constant refrain throughout the process through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings us out, forces at Paro's hand. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says again and again, so that you will know, and so that the Paro and Mitzrayim will know that I am Hashem. Ulefichach, Saiver Rabbi Avohu. Therefore, says Rabbi Avohu. Rabbi Avohu was the one who said that the flaw was that Avram Avinu used the Talmidei Chachamim to wage war. Shenira b'Avram shelohaya b'teach b'Hashem legamri. You don't use Talmidei Chachamim unless it's some kind of a drastic emergency where somehow you have to take your very, last man standing to get at your enemy. Otherwise, you don't take the Talmidei Chachamim. The Talmidei Chachamim, who are all about, Sichlius, they're all about Torah, and they're not about the physical battles, so they are above the fray, so to speak. Again, he explains this more beautifully later on. But the point is that you would perhaps use the Talmidei Chachamim if you feel desperate. One second. Why are you desperate, Avraham Avinu? Why are you desperate? You don't have Amuna? B'Hashem. L'fichach soiv Rabbi Avohu shenira b'Avram shelo haya boteach b'Hashem legamri. He wasn't fully trusting in God. Shehari osa anigari b'Talmidei Chachamim. He drafted the Torah scholars. He took them and pressed them into the battle because of his, Avraham's, fears. If you would take those who are fit for and destined to fight the good fight, those who are the stuff of what soldiers should be made of, that's correct. Because Shein Semchin al Anais, you don't rely on miracles. That means that he felt some sense of terrible fear or desperation. And not take those who should not be taken. And therefore, tit for tat, he drafted those and pressed those who should not have been pressed into that task. Avram's descendants will be pressed into the tasks that Paro will ask of them and demand of them. Sheiru gvuroisav asher osa. Let them see then when they are set free that there is a HaKadosh Baruch Hu to believe in and to trust. Ubezeh yiknu emuna shleima. And that way the Jewish people will become a people of emuna, people with faith in God. That's a revolt. Ushmuel Sever. Dain Lemma Shay Avram Khasvashon. Aina Baitah Boy Yizbarakshu Matzales Ayava. Shazar Rocha Glamer. Avram understood that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves those he cares for and punishes his enemies. Aval hachet she'amar b'ma'eda. The chet is, when it comes to the gift of Eretz Yisrael, ve'ein zeh miut b'tochen kol kach, it's not such a terrible lack of bitachon, but nevertheless, it's a lack of bitachon. It's not as severe as pressing the Talmidei Chachamim into doing battle, into becoming soldiers. Kedav ze losas lo ha'aretz shehi matana, shema lo yizke. After all, when it comes to receiving Eretz Yisrael, which is just gratis, it's a gift to us, it's not as if we, children of Ram, particularly deserve Eretz Yisrael. So there, on the matter of a gift that would become the gift to his descendants, he questioned, but how do I know? And by what means? That's Shmuel. Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is the one who said that what Avram did not do was take those fugitives, those who had been set free by Avram and company, and bring them tachas kanfei Hashchina, and move them toward faith in God, make them geirim, when he could have, when the Melech Sodom, you know, said he wants them, and he wants them, of course, now to be his vassals or his slaves. He, Avram, should have said, no, they're mine. I freed them, now they're mine. And then he, Avram, should have brought them to become faithful human beings and believers in the one God. Raksh lo hichnis geirim tachas kanfei Hashchina. The fact that they that there was this lack of emunah, the way Rabbi Yochanan says it, the way Rabbi Avohu says it, says that the way Shmuel says it, the way Rabbi Avohu says it, that Rabbi Yochanan cannot abide. The gamze bereish haminim shuhu Avram sheshol ois lo yitochen loymar rak shelo hichnis geirim tachas kanfei Hashchina. That's what's lacking, that he didn't push emunah b'Hashem in and amongst all those who he had set free. V'zeh haya kavod l'Hashem yisparach shegerim b'ayim lehizgaya. It would have been a great kavod l'Hashem. All these gerim who would have become believers in Hashem u'lahamin b'ay yisparach v'hu lo yasa. V'zehu kimi shemisatzel sheyiknu habriyos emunah b'ay yisparach. The whole point of Am Yisrael is to teach the world that there's only one HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avram had the chance to show that there's one HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to teach these, all these people, who knows how many hundreds that were set free, there's one HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'lo hikbid al ha'amunah boy. And he didn't insist that the next step after he's set them free should be that they will follow him to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what happened? Indeed, it was shown to us and to the Mitzrayim, as the Pasuk says, V'yayidu ki ani Hashem, and who joined us? V'gam erev rav Allah itam. We have a tremendous numbers of other people who joined us. V'achakach Yotzu benisim benifloys ad shegerim harbe boim lehizgayer ulahamin boy. And the result was indeed that because of Yitzias Mitzrayim, because of the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought about Yitzias Mitzrayim, who knows how many that were, hundreds of thousands of gerim, k'dichsiv v'yishma Yisroi, who was a great and noble ger, v'chein baruch v'azayna, v'al zeh nemar, it's about this, that the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim says, Shemen Turak Shmecha, Al Kain Alomois Ahevucha. The great Shemen, the fine, fragrant righteousness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the fragrant goodness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, can be detected by the young maidens of the world, meaning by other people. Alomois is just the plural of an alma, of a young maiden. And that's why they love you. They come to you because they recognize you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, Hare Shloisha Dvarim Elu Kulam Heim Magiyim El HaEmunah. It's all about Emunah. And then further on, paragraph number 4, on page Nun Vav, Maral says, Oid Yesh Lefaresh Das HaChachomim Shekol Echot Ba Lo Seis Tam Loma Hoyu Ru'uyim Zaroi L'Shibud Dafka. They're all explaining how and why the right response, Midah Keneged Midah, is that we, the descendants of Avraham, should become enslaved. V'loy l'oynish acher, not any other punishment, rak b'shibut. K'ludas b'yavohu sh'amim b'pnei sh'as angari b'tamidei chachamim b'pnei ki tamidei chachamim mitzad atzmam ein ro'i l'shabud. You shouldn't have a Talmud Chacham who is doing anything but serving a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's not to be used or abused in any other way. He's not to be forced into some other service. Because anybody who is pressed into that kind of service is going to be affected by those who press him into such service. Only a physically inclined person should use his energies the way someone directs him to. But how about the Talmud Chacham? Loi el hatzura hanivdelis, the Talmud Chacham is the tzura hanivdelis, meaning he's all about form, he's all about quality. V'haseichel hanivdel, kevin she'enoi baal chaymer, eino mispoel, should not be made to change or be affected by any kind of physical subjugation. So that's why we were punished with physical subjugation. And he goes on to explain, because we were not yet Am Yisrael. We were not yet the people of pure quality. We were not yet Tzura, right? We were still Chaymer. We were still raw substance. And punished, therefore, with what will happen to raw substance. Raw substance meaning flesh and blood, muscles, sinews, cartilage. To do what? To do whatever Paro wants. And that's how we were punished. That's how the matter of using the Talmidei Chachamim of Avraham Avinu was addressed, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu presses the descendants of Avraham into having us, the descendants of Avraham, when we're not yet worthy of being referred to as great Talmidei Chachamim. We're not yet Tzura, so Midah Keneged Midah, we're pressed into the Shibud of the Pharaoh. And then similarly, in the case of Rabbi Shmuel, where the flaw is that we don't have fullest emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu regarding Eretz Yisrael. Look at the very bottom of this column. Amnam Das Shmuel. Bishvil Shamar Avram Bama Eda Kvar Amarnu Ki Ro'il Avram Yoyse Mikol HaEmunah. Avram is the one who teaches emunah to the whole world. So if anybody should have believed when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Eretz Yisrael will be yours, your children's children will have Eretz Yisrael, he is the one who should have embraced that and not just accepted, believed. When you believe in Hashem, then you're not in Shibud. When you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you are free. You can be in chains and shackles, but you are his. What impedes your movement, or what requires you to work for and put all your labor into someone or something else that you don't really want to do, that's not to say that you're not free. Because when you believe and you are Hashem's, then you are no one else's. Ki achar shehameshubad hu toli bezulasoi. A maimon is supposed to be free and should be free. Ro'i shelo yishtabed. Ki achar shehameshubad hu toli bezulasoi. Someone who is subjugated is dependent upon someone else. But a maimon is a maimon only in Hashem. How can it be that someone else pulls the strings on the life of a person when that person is Hashem's and Hashem's alone. V'davar zeh shayach l'chilusha hametzius. So then there's some kind of a weakness, because the strength of a person's faith means the strength of his bond and identification with Hashem and with Hashem alone. Aval hamaymin Hashem hu yisoid kayim be'emunasai. Eich yeh nitla b'zulasai. A great ma'amin, who is then independent of anything and everything else but God. How can he have dependence upon or be subjugated by some taskmaster, by some slave master? Eich yeh nitla b'zulasai. In Medrash Rabbah, in Parsha Shmois, Parsha Chaf Beis, it's because the Jewish people started to have faith that we ultimately were set free. Because that's the whole point of what was happening to us in Mitzrayim. It wasn't just to punish us because of the lack of faith which we had, just like Avraham didn't exhibit perfect faith. It's to bring out faith. The whole point was that we should be kind of, meaning we should acquire faith. We should develop a sense of faith. So when Moshe Rabbeinu comes to us, we were broken physically, broken bodily, broken spiritually. And he says, I have come because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has heard your cries. And I have come because you will be set free. And that is the mission upon which I have been sent. And he expresses this, you know, that Poked Hashem, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is now taking you and taking Mitzrayim and the Pharaoh into account. He's remembering the promise to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and he's going to fulfill it. And the people believed. That's the pasuk toward the end of our parsha. Shenemar, Vayamein ha'om vayishmu ki fokad Hashem es amoy. The people believed. And that's why Chazal say, ah, the people believed. So now they're ready to be redeemed. And yes, is it possible that had Moshe been sent to Mitzrayim any earlier, the Jews would not yet have believed? Is it possible that we have to be in such a state of desperation? We have to be so broken that there's no one else and nothing that could possibly help but HaKadosh Baruch. Yes, that's what Chazal say even about our own times and times at the end of this Golus. That it'll be Nebuch, we shouldn't know from it. It'll be so difficult that we will throw up our hands and say, we have nothing and no one to believe in but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ein lana al mila hishayin ela al avinu shebashamayim. We have no choice. So before that, we might say, well, you know, we could perhaps survive this, we might be able to improve our lot, we might be able to set ourselves goals, you know, politically, we might set ourselves up for some improvements, you know, whatever we might have been saying to ourselves earlier on in the 210 years of Sheba. But it came to a point, as our parsha tells us, where it got to be such that we just cried out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vatal shavos amelhu elikim minu avoida. Meaning we reached a point where we realized there will be no salvation but through HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when then Moshe comes to us and says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he's going to take us, we believed. Ah, say Chazal, lo niglu aviseinu mi Mitzrayim elu b'schus ha'amun, that we were redeemed only because and in merit of that faith. So that's the very reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us to Mitzrayim. That's why he wanted us to experience what we did in Mitzrayim. To learn that we have no one, nothing else to believe in and to put our faith in but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when we understood that and we had emunah, rak bo yisbarach, we were set free. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did in fact take us from Mitzrayim. So this is what it means. According to Rabbi Yavo and Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel, Avram had not strengthened emuna in that moment, whatever it may have been, whichever moment it was, whether it was the moment when he when he used some of these great Torah scholars to wage war with him, or when he questioned how we will ever inherit, why we would be able to inherit Eretz Yisrael, or when he failed to move those freed men, those fugitives, those erstwhile fugitives, he failed to move them in faith to God. But that, which was that lack of a strengthening of Emunah, was addressed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he said, the descendants of this man, Avraham, are going to learn Emunah. Necessarily so, because that's what our entire faith is about. Emunah b'Hashem. And we're going to have that Emunah in good times and in better times. We have to have that Emunah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, we're going to bring you into this crucible through which you're going to gain Emunah forever. So that's why the nation was born in circumstances that would cause us to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to have Emunah b'Hashem. And that's why it had to be in adverse circumstances where we would know that nothing but HaKadosh Baruch Hu and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does makes a difference in this world, in the lives of our people individually, and in the life of our nation.